Wilco, Canada Day. I wonder if they'll do anything. I wonder if they'll do a Neil Young cover. What do you figure? They might. But I know the opening band is pretty much guaranteed to do a Neil Young cover. Every time I've seen him, I think they do Powderfinger, and then on the second day when they played the Old Market Square Jazz Fest thing last weekend, they did another Neil Young cover. They did Barstool Blues on Saturday afternoon. Who was it? Well, it's Elliot Brood. And if you hadn't heard, Elliot Brood is opening up the Wilco show at the Jim Cale Theater on Saturday. Very exciting. Very exciting. It'll be nice to see them in such a setting. Remember the good old days when there was three of us at the Collective? Remember that? No, you don't, because you weren't there. I know the other two people, and you weren't either of them. So yeah, them were the days, and these are the days. Yes, Elliot Brood at the Jim Cale Theater, opening for Wilco Saturday. And we got Wilco in this set, too, and then we're going to make the draw. Yes, indeed. Next time you hear me, we'll be picking some names out of hats. So let's hope your name is on that little ticket. Good luck to ya. But here's the opening act. Anyhow, this is Elliot Brood from their latest album, Ambassador. I'm sure you'll be able to pick it up at the show. And you should. We'll be right back.
Winnipeg. This is Casey from Elliott Brewed, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
There's an airline plane, clouds of heaven every day, passes pearly gates. Be a chicken in your hand before it's too late. The world looks wrong, and your money's spent wrong, and your friend is turned away. You can get away to heaven on this airplane. Just bow your head and pray. Them's got ears that them hear. Them's got eyes that them see. Turn your eyes to the Lord of the skies. Take that airline plane, it'll take you home again. To your home beyond the sky. Say no and some say yes. Take some and leave some behind. Well, you surely know when did the airport go? You leave your sins behind. When speakers speak, a lot of preachers preach. When you lay their salary on the line. Well, the only earthly way is to bow your head and pray. You can fly to heaven on time, fly to heaven on time. Them's got ears that them hear. Them's got eyes that them see. Turn your eyes to the Lord of the skies. Take that airline plane. It'll take you home again. To your home beyond the sky. You're a chicken and you're a tea. The 7-layer airline plane to leave this world behind. You've got to make that fly. Maybe daytime might be night. You can't see your way if you're blind. Them's got ears that them hear. Them's got eyes that them see. Turn your eyes to the Lord of the skies. Take that airline plane. It'll take you home again. Yeah. Your home beyond the sky. We'll be right back.
Wilco here on the Twang Trust. The Late Greats. That song originally on their last album, A Ghost Is Born. Yeah, that's the live version from, well, actually their latest record, the double live album called Kicking Television, live in Chicago. They will be live in Winnipeg Saturday night. And who's going to see them? Who's going to see them, I wonder? Well, here we go. We're, as I queue up the next song. Okay, here's our hat. Here's our magic hat, our top hat, with all the little names in here. Let's see who's going to see Wilco. Drum roll, please. Is that a drum roll? That's not much of a drum roll. Anyways, name number one. Mark Bernardin. Hey, Mark, who made it in the draw by the skin of his teeth. My goodness, Mark, congrats. You got a ticket pair number one. Number two, let's see. Claire Chambers. If Claire hadn't won, there was going to be some... my goodness, she would have had a black cloud over her for the rest of her life. She had her name in here about 8,000 times. She may well win again. Let's see. Who wins pair number three? Barb Unger, congrats to Barb, to Claire, and to Mark. You're all going to see Wilco this Saturday. You can all come down and pick up your tickets right away. If you're not listening, I'll give you a call just in case, but hopefully you are. And, congrats, everybody. Yes, we've been taking calls for the last, last month or two or something, every show. And so thanks for listening, all you kids. And calling in and all like that. And sorry we didn't have more to give away. We were only supposed to have one. And we came across some extra ones just yesterday. Very exciting. So glad we could help a few more people out go see the show. Tickets still available for everybody who didn't win, unfortunately. But what do you do? Saturday, Jim Cale Theater, Wilco. They sound like this.
Hi, this is Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you by the pool? Maybe Friday I can get some tickets for the dance, and I'll take off my back. Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Just come inside. Well, it's okay. Now she
at Burton Cummings Theater. Don't miss Wilco. Get tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone 204-780-3333 or online at Ticketmaster.ca or HOB.ca. Check out Wilco's latest, Kicking Television, live in Chicago, in stores now. For more info, visit WilcoWorld.net. Produced by House of Blues Concerts Canada.
Discover why thousands of people from around the world gather in Birds Hill Park every July. Hear legends such as Bruce Coburn and Steve Earle, and discover gems such as Nico Case and Alejandro Escovedo. There's something for everyone. Log on to WinnipegFolkFestival.ca and see what's happening. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster and make musical memories at the Winnipeg Folk Festival from July 6th to the 9th. People and music.
August 11th to 13th, Victoria Park comes alive at the sound of the Regina Folk Festival. With performances by Ani DeFranco, Steve Earle, Feist, Bedouin Sound Clash, Utah Phillips, and many more.
I'm on the rocky road, heading down off the mountain.
www.reginafolkfestival.com.
And as my steps echo, echo, louder than before.
The Winnipeg Free Press, your garage sale guide, is a proud supporter of CKUW Radio. Grab the Free Press every Saturday for comprehensive garage sale listings. CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.
Hey, y'all. It's just the Big E and me, Aunt Joyce, here, and we wanted to let you know that you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in wonderful Winnipeg.
Now, there's some debate that when you've had your play, you're going to want your daddy, but your daddy won't say it.
Oh, Joyce, if you're listening, check out the CKW website. Check out the webcam right now. We've got a new clock here in the station studio. I guess somebody found this during GarageLand sometime over the last 4 weeks. It's a very exciting thing. Check out the website. Go to ckw.ca on that World Wide Web and check out our webcam, and you'll see our clock, our new clock. Oh, it's a big old clock. Ah, yes. And while you're there, after you check out our clock at ckw.ca, go to twangtrust.ca. And listen to an old show or something. See the cute picture of my kid up there or something. There's fun stuff to do there. Look at my stuff. Look at me. Pay attention to me. It's all about me, don't you know? Well, no, not really. Last weekend it was all about Gerf Morlix. If you missed last week's show, and shame on you if you did, what a show it was last week. We had two sets of guests. We had Jeff Hatcher in here, which was exciting enough. I'd love to have spent the whole 2 hours just with Jeff yakking and playing old tunes. But after Jeff, we had Rami Mays with her new record producer in tow. Yes, Rami finished up her brand new album just last weekend, I guess. I'm going to put the finishing touches on it on Monday. And then he left town Tuesday. He being the producer, Mr. Gerf Morlix. Yes, very exciting. And they previewed the whole record at Times Change last weekend on Friday night. Were you there? You should have been if you weren't. You missed it. It was a show. It rivaled Prince at Les Rendezvous. It did. It was great. Rami went through her whole album from start to finish. And what an album it is. It should be out towards the end of July, very soon it's going to be out, because she's playing the Edmonton or the Calgary Folk Festival and wants it out for then, so that's good news. We'll be able to pick it up soon. The official release isn't till October, but you will be able to get it a bit early. So yes, and it's good. From what I heard live, it's awesome, and Gerf said it's even better on record and stuff, so yeah, and he should know. And then after Rami did her set, Gerf did a set all by himself. Well, he started off all by himself, and then he got Rami's band up there with him. And wow, what fun that was. And then the Times Change All-Stars took over and took it into overdrive till 4 in the morning. I passed out around 2:30 myself, so I don't know what happened after that, but apparently they kept going till 4. So who knows? Lucinda Williams probably showed up around 3. With my luck, yes. But Gerf Morlix, yeah, we didn't get enough chance to play near enough stuff last week, so we're going to play some stuff now. Here's something. Oh, I wanted to play this last week just so I could blow Gerf's mind. Yes, indeed. We did broach this subject, the fact that Gerf was, in fact, a member of the legendary New Wave combo, the Plimsolls. Yes, it's true, with Peter Case. He apparently was a member for the last 6 months of the band's existence. He was never on an album or anything. But apparently he grew up with Peter Case. They were kids together. And what do you know? And he eventually made it into Peter's band, the Plimsolls. And they played a show in Pepperdine at Pepperdine University in Malibu, California on November 24th, 1981. And it sounded a little something like this.
Cliff Souls, ladies and gentlemen. Meet the Cliff Souls. Thank you. All right, this song. Hey, I must say, come up the bottom of Mississippi River on a bobble flatboat barge. Got the new guitar player, Gerf Morlex, this call. I'm making up for lost time. And it goes like this. I still remember those days inside of school walls. Dreaming out the window like a Rosalind. Count hours praying on my knees. All I need is being kept from my release. From the crystal galaxy outside, I made it to you in a straight line. Get it up!
Hey everybody, this is Peter Case, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Eating a coffee, bringing the cheese. My voice is cracking like old dry leaves. If I could make another start, I'd go and find the motion in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Well, I tried and tried, it didn't work out. After a while couldn't make a dream come true. I had to go and leave it up to you, up to you. Up to you. Up to you. Up to you. like old dry leaves. If I could make another start, I'd go and find the motion in my heart, in my heart, in my heart, in my heart, in my
Trust on CKUW Winnipeg. Driving real slow.
Rami Mays. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, there, that's better. Rami Mays from the Living Room Sessions of Volume 1 in Arkansas. And that was the last record she put out. The next one will be in existence very soon, a matter of weeks. And boy, oh boy, if you heard her run through the entire album at Times Changed on Friday night, you know it's a good one. You know it's a good one, yes indeed. Produced by Gerf Morlix, who was all over the rest of that set of music. We heard Lucinda Williams' Sweet Old World, her second album, and Hot Blood, featuring Gerf's guitar and production and all like that. We heard Gerf himself from a triple album called A Case for Case, a tribute to the songs of Peter Case. And we heard Gerf doing a Peter Case number called Evening Raga. Then, before that, we actually heard Gerf Morlix and Peter Case together in the Plimsolls. Yes, we dug out something from the archives from 1981. Wow, how about that, huh? What song was that we played? We played Making Up for Lost Time, originally on the Plimsolls' second album. We heard the live version featuring Gerf Morlix on guitar, recorded at the Pepperdine University in Malibu, California, November 24th. 1981. Wow. Where'd you hear that, huh? Nowhere but the Twang Trust. It's true. You can go to twangtrust.ca and hear it all over again very soon. Yes, we throw up the show there on the web. And you can listen to it whenever you want. At your leisure. Don't you hate people who say leisure? It's leisure, for Pete's sake. Come on. Look at that. There's no time left in the show. It's just a couple of minutes. Al will be walking in here any second now to get you wrongly wired. There's so much more I wanted to play. I wanted to play Scotty Campbell, who's playing Times Change tomorrow night, but I don't think I'm going to have time. I wanted to play some other things that are happening in Dauphin. I wanted to play some Fred Eaglesmith, some Mavericks. I wanted to play that Blue Shadows outtake that Jeff Hatcher gave me last week that I didn't get the chance to play last week, and looks like I don't get a chance to play it this week. And then, of course, next week on the Twang Trust will be the big Folk Fest preview. So we're not going to play any of this stuff then either. Oh, well, what do you do? I was going to play something from that Van Halen Bluegrass album. But no, we won't do that either. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go out with Mr. Harry Manx, who played at the Jazz Winnipeg Festival last week, along with Michael Casehammer, who I didn't know anything about him. And, wow, he was a lot of fun, too. But it was a great show. And the best part of the whole night, of course, was when Harry played his guitar made out of a cigar box that he'd made himself, which just happened to be autographed by Bruce Springsteen. It's true. And just like CDs that are autographed, guitars that are autographed sound better, too. It's amazing. I didn't know that to be a fact, but in fact, it's true. It is. It's true. Autographed guitars sound better, especially when they're made from cigar boxes. And he told this story about playing this here song, and wow, what do you know? We have this here song. This is if you saw Harry Manx, he told a story about this actual thing we're gonna listen to. He played this song, but the very first time he played it was this that you're about to hear. Yeah, did that make any sense at all? I don't think it did, but anyways, who cares? Shut up and listen. And here you go. We'll see you next week, kids. And congrats to Mark and Barb and Claire for winning them Wilco tickets. See you next week, kids.
Thank you. Desire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? Does he do all the things here that I do? Well, well, well. But I can take you higher. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, I'm on fire. Yeah, sometimes like someone took a knife, itching down on a 6-inch valley through the middle of my soul. Yeah, at night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Well, well, well. Only you cool my desire. Whoa, yeah, I'm on fire.
Thank you.